When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Previously on the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Dave, I just got awful news from Basic Amy. She thinks my diary has been stolen. If it falls into the wrong hands, it could ruin me.
Listen, Carlotta, I have news too. TMZ just announced they're airing a documentary about you.
What? A doc? Ooh, but isn't that a good thing for me?
Not sure. They're calling it a tell-all that will reveal the truth and expose you as a fraud.
And you're not sure whether it's going to be a good thing for me?
I'm an optimist!
And just like that, my world is crumbling. There's a TV documentary about to be released that will expose me as a fraud. To make matters worse, I lose you, my dear diary. You who contained all of my deepest, darkest secrets. You who knows everything. Now that you're gone, all I can do is talk to myself and pretend that I'm writing in your pages.
She was an unknown actress way back in season one. Now she is really famous and her life is much more fun. Walking the red carpet, even got a household name. Here's hoping she won't screw it up and go back to being lame. Welcome to season two of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Carlotta, this TMZ show is about to come on. You should come downstairs.
No, I just want to stay in here. Just hide under the covers.
That's no way to handle it. We gotta see what we're dealing with.
I don't wanna.
You don't know what this documentary is about. Maybe it's positive.
It's a hit piece, Dave. Doesn't the title Carlotta Botox, Big Old Photox give you a clue?
Come on. You're a strong woman. Strong women stand up to adversity. Look at Hillary Clinton. What did she do when her world came crumbling down in 2016?
She went walking in the woods to take selfies.
Okay, bad example. Look, whatever this is, we will face this together. I'm your manager slash landlord, and I will always have your back. Now come on, pull up your big boy Spanx, and let's get this over with.
Yeah. Ouch!
Tonight on TMZ, a bombshell. You know her as Carlotta Botox. Self-declared actress, thinktress, influenceress. She rocketed to stardom earlier this year, claiming to be the renowned artist known as the new Banksy. But a number of people are painting an altogether different portrait of the so-called street artist. Has this media darling been drawing outside the lines of truth? Over the next 60 minutes, you'll discover the real Carlotta Botox. Gird your loins.
Dear diary in my head since my actual diary went missing. People say their life flashes before their eyes right before they die. My career was about to flash before mine.
Welcome back to TMZ Live. So, who is Carlotta Botox? To get to the truth, let's start with someone deeply connected to the megastar. We're here with party planner and stylist to the stars, Yaya.
Yaya! Yaya loves me! Surely they'll have something nice to say.
I knew she was a fraud the moment I laid eyes on her Walmart extension.
What?
Oof! Harsh!
Yaya, you were her friend. What made you come forward now as a whistleblower to the stars?
Harvey, I had a come to Jesus moment when she destroyed my dear friend Chloe's house with that attention-whoring stunt.
You're talking about Khloe Kardashian.
Kardashian homes are holy places, you know.
What? You secretly hate the Kardashians.
Next up, we'll talk to this man, Dominic Bag of Donuts, who once hired Carlotta Botox to babysit his beloved alpacas.
She defrauded me, told me she was a trained animal handler. It was bogus. Worse, she seduced Don Jr., my favorite alpaca. He was never the same. I had to put the little fucker down.
That's a lie. Well, parts of it are.
Faye Dunaway, you had a number of run-ins with Carlotta Botox over the years.
She's just a poser, a con artist. She ruined a vintage Valentino dress and then tried to throw a jar of urine at me.
You did?
The first part, yeah, but the urine was her idea.
I was her kindergarten teacher.
What? At two, Miss Ruckland? At two?
During nap time, she'd pretend to be asleep. She wasn't. She was a phony baloney from way back.
It was the chocolate milk. It used to make me hyper.
She once snuck onto the set of my show, Castle, pretending to be an extra. And I, being Nathan Fillion and all, could smell inauthenticity a mile away. And I was like all, who is this person?
Diary, this was bad, but it was about to get worse.
Next on TMZ, you'll get to meet for the first time ever, anywhere, the real new Banksy, who can prove they are the genuine article. They'll also prove Carlotta Botox stole their identity. It's all coming up after the break.
This episode.
The real new Banksy? I thought there was no real new Banksy, Dave.
Yeah, I gotta refresh my beverage. You good?
No, I am not good. Oh, good Lord, who could this be? Oh, it's a message from Basic Amy. It says, I'm sorry I've been off the grid. Coronavirus emergency. I had to go to Hong Kong. She'll be in touch very soon. Oh, man, just more bad news. I hope she's okay.
It's coming back on!
Welcome back to TMZ Live. We are here with the person who claims to be the real new Banksy. They agreed to do this interview only if we obscured their voice and image. Welcome, new Banksy.
I prefer the name.
You say Carlotta Botox stole your identity. In the words of Whitney Houston, show me the receipts.
Here's your receipts. They're notarized.
This is bad. Notary publics never lie.
There is one final damning document. For this, we turn to Yaya. So, what do you got?
What I got, Harvey Levin, is this.
It appears to be a pink journal with a cover that reads, Do What Makes You Sparkle.
That's not just any journal. It's Carlotta Botox's personal diary. On the inside, look, property of Kitty Kanicki. Her real name.
What? That's my diary! How did I get my diary? Oh, this can't be happening.
That's right, viewers. This is happening. We have the official diary of Carlotta Botox, and in it, some damning truths. Let's turn now to Yaya.
Ahem. A reading from the Book of Botox, June 10th, 2007. Dear diary, I'm going to marry Brad Pitt if it's the last thing I do. Then she signed it. Mrs. Kitty Pitt.
Are those hearts dotting all the I's?
Harvey, I mean, can you just die?
Yeah. How could you? Oh, this is mortifying.
And how about this nugget?
Dear diary, I found out today that Mount Rushmore is not a natural phenomenon. Mind blown.
Okay, all that proves that she's no rocket scientist. But does that make her a fraud?
Harvey, that was the appetizer. I hope you're hungry because here comes the red meat. D.
dear diary, this is all a case of mistaken identity. I'm not this famous artist everyone thinks I am. Boom. Drop the mic.
Ow! Hey, idiot sound guy, I didn't mean literally drop the boom mic on my head.
Gonna have a full-on Christian Bale moment here.
Diary, this was horrifying. And if you don't think it could get worse, think harder.
Khloe Kardashian, your final thoughts.
There are two kinds of people in this world, and Carlotta Botox isn't either one of them, okay? I'm not saying her name anymore. Like, girl, bye. She's like Harvey Weinstein's walker. Totally unnecessary.
I can't watch anymore, Dave. Please just turn it off. Khloe Kardashian, my idol, my spirit animal, just canceled me.
Please don't cry, Carlotta. I'm really bad at big emotion. We'll work it out. First thing tomorrow, what we'll do is... Whoa, say Brother Bell.
Oh, who the hell is this?
Maybe someone sent an edible arrangement.
Why, because my career just got murdered on national TV? There's nobody here. Wait, what's this?
Dibs on the chocolate-covered strawberry!
Oh my god. Dave, it's my diary!
Your diary? What? Who put it there?
I don't know. There's no one out here. No one on the street. I can't believe this. My diary. Oh, diary, I've missed you. You seem to be okay. You weren't damaged. Wait, someone's written on the last page.
What does it say?
It says, "You are who you pretend to be, so be careful who you pretend to be." Kurt Vonnegut.
That's like on those billboards all over town.
Also, it says, "Thanks for the memories. Love, Carlotta Botox, a.k.a. the new Banksy, a.k.a. Satoshi Nakamoto, a.k.a. Basic Amy?"
Basic Amy? Your personal assistant?
Basic Amy is my Twitter troll, and the new Banksy, and Satoshi Nakamoto? I thought you said none of them existed!
Whoa, this is crazy. It's like in that movie, The Usual Suspects. Everyone thought Kaiser Sose didn't exist. And he turns out to be the last person you'd expect, Kevin Spacey. Spoiler alert.
Wait, Basic Amy is now also Kevin Spacey? Is there anyone that she's not? Anyone at all?
This one person I bet she's not. She's not Basic Amy. I always knew that was a fake name.
Basic Amy, or whatever her name is. She was behind all of this. It is so crystal clear. Yaya pushed her on me. They were in cahoots. She spied on me, and then she stole my diary and gave it to TMZ.
It's creepy for sure.
I was betrayed by everyone. Everyone! Who can I trust?
You can always trust me, Carlotta.
My phone is blowing up.
Twitter! You're trending!
I don't want to know. Just turn it off.
What do you want to do?
First thing, I want to burn the diary.
What? You can't do that! That's your story!
My story is over, Dave. Turn on the barbecue.
Not the barbecue. Please don't do this, Carlotta.
Pass me the lighter fluid.
It's a gas grill. You don't need...
Pass me the lighter fluid. Burn, baby, burn!
Whoa, Daenerys Targaryen much?
It's the penultimate episode, burning everything down. It's how we roll. So, dear diary, I had to end it between us. I'm really sorry it came down to this. You were a true friend, sometimes my only friend. But with your perfumed pages now corrupted at the hands of my betrayers, I knew I'd never be able to write in you again. My career was toast. And now, so are you. How am I going to survive this? I guess that's why God invented season finales. Talk to you then.
Hey,
Hey everyone, this is Anne Sloan, the creator of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. If you would like to hear a preview of our season finale, stay with us until after the credits. The episode you just enjoyed starred Samantha Gordon as Carlotta and Trevor Lasore as Dave. It also co-starred David Allen, Victoria Hansen, and Justin Mayer. It was written, produced, and directed by me, co-produced by Laura Lipson, and engineered by Ivan Rivera at Clear Lake Recording. Please visit our website, CarlottaPodcast.com, for more information about our show. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next time on the season finale of the Carlotta Botox Chronicles.
Just as fast as I rose to fame, I fell from grace. After being outed as a fraud on national TV, I became a pariah, an untouchable. I was Alan Dershowitz at a Martha's Vineyard party, uninvited. Overnight, I lost 3 million followers on Instagram. People posted videos of themselves unfollowing me. The Olsen twins, two-thirds of the Jonas Brothers, both Biebers, all of the Jolie Pitt kids, the Jacksons, the Simpsons. But the worst was when my idol, Khloe Kardashian, clicked the unfollow button.
Girl, bye.
Oh my God. I was canceled.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
How much do you know about cryonic preservation?
Cryonic preservation.
The preservation of human beings at extreme low temperature.
You mean like Walt Disney?
No, I swear to God, if you say anything about Walt Disney's frozen head, I'm hanging up this phone right now.
Swear to me you've never heard of the Red Valley Sea Vault until I just told you.
I swear.
You swear?
Could you take your hand off my knee?
Look, Warren, if they're sending the Butter Wouldn't Melt new boy looking for Red Valley, it'll be for a reason. Trust me. People are losing their lives in this company.
We pulled him out too soon.
He is awakening exactly as we planned.
He's dying on me!
We're all murderers here. Bryony, you, me, that doorman probably. Guy on the corner there with the neck tattoo. I bet he's killed someone.
Would you like to cut his head off?
I'm sorry.
The saw is funny.
Gordon, why are you sharing this stuff with me? Why are you smiling?
I don't know. I smile when things get awkward.
Get in your golden bullet, pick me up.
You want to go to Red Valley?
You want to go to Red Valley?
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley.
Red Valley is available on all podcast providers. Do you want to continue?